So his name is Mark Figliozzi. He's 26 years old. And Mark, come and tell us how God has had mercy on you. Mark said this is the fourth time he's given his testimony this week. So.
Hello, everyone. Like you heard, my name is Mark Figliozzi. I'm 26 years old, and I'm from North Jersey. I grew up, my mother is Cuban, my father is Italian. Catholic, to say the least. I was involved with God most of my life. My parents divorced at an early age, but my mother was a very strong woman. I grew up in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Easier put is where the housewives are from. So it is a wealthy town, top three in New Jersey. I grew up incredibly wealthy and fortunate. With that said, I grew up in, my mother was a single mother, and she was very inspirational and part of my growth. She was definitely the alpha in any relationship she had, and she wore both the pants in the household, to say the least. I got a lot of my traits from her, very savvy in the business world. So fast forward, we're going to go to... Basically, she gets diagnosed with cancer in 2008. This is when I'm in high school, and I'm discovering, you know, the party scene. I basically, like many other people in addiction, they get an injury and they go to their addiction from there. My mother had her injury with cancer, and I simply found the medicine cabinet. From there, it progressed, but I managed it. I was a functioning addict for the longest time. I went and got a college education. I went to school in Connecticut, and 18 is when I entered my first rehab, and I still managed to go. I knew I had a problem. My family knew I had a problem, and I tried to put it have it under control for the longest time, and eventually it caught up to me. So I graduated college, and then my mother's cancer progresses. So she has a business connection, and she wanted to create a clothing line out in Los Angeles. So we would travel to Los Angeles, and we started this clothing line that she had, a women's clothing line. We'd travel all over the country, and basically anywhere we'd go, these big cities, Chicago, Dallas, Miami, Seattle, I'd always manage to find what I was essentially running from. And it never stopped, and then it progressed heavily. A couple years ago, we stopped the business, and we go to doctors. So now we're traveling the country to go to doctors. Tijuana, Houston, Boca, all over the country. And it's continuing. Whichever location, foreign or domestic, I'm figuring out how to get what I need done. Eventually, I have to... you know, go to a harder substance, and basically my mother became very, very ill, that she was immobile. She was in a wheelchair. My mother is 54 right now, and she's has a tumor in her psoas muscle, which connects basically your thigh to your hip, and it prevents movement from her left leg. So here I am, I'm essentially draining her of, you know, her medicine, and whenever it ran out, I had to go to the next step. And that progressed incredibly. I was, within a year span, I was really down and broken. Throughout my addiction, I lost all my hobbies, my interests, and my relationship with God. So I had gotten arrested up in New Jersey, and my father, who was a great father, was in my life as much as he could, with them being divorced, you know, basically since I had memory developed, you know, age of five, let's say. He was a stockbroker on Wall Street, but he took his retirement, and about 2 years ago bought a Pinch of Penny pool supply and patio to franchise out of Fort Myers. And so they said, all right, you're going to relocate again. So I'm here in Fort Myers, August 27th, and last year, a week before Irma hit. And I'm living with my father now, first time in my life at 25. And, you know, I didn't work on myself. I basically kept running, and the same issue popped up. I eventually found what I was running from, and it was off to the races once again. Me and my father, we enjoyed thrifting, just like most people, and we saw St. Matt's, and he threatened me. He said, if you ever mess up, you're going to this year-long program. It's faith-based. And it was just such a, at the time, in the midst of my addiction, with no clarity in my head, I heard that and I was like, yeah, good luck. And eventually, it caught up to me. And he gave me an ultimatum. He said, you can either go to St. Matthew's house or you can go to the streets. I said, I'm going to go to the streets. And here I am. I come from one of the wealthiest towns in America, and I'm here homeless in Fort Myers. So eventually I said, you know what? After 2 weeks, I said, I'll go to St. Matt's. And I essentially did that to buy time. I had escape plans to go and see people on all over, from back in Jersey, West Palm Beach, alternate routes to basically continue my addiction and continue running. And that's when I really noticed God working in my life. I had 6 escape routes, and God's, I say it like this, God smited down every single one of those. All the doors that I had open, he closed them for the best reasons possible. Here I am, it's the day of my intake, and I basically surrendered, and I just had it. I was beaten and I was broken, and I said, you know what? Let's just give this a shot. And I put it like this: I'm grateful for God bringing me to Justin's Place, and Justin's Place bringing me to God. Because without this program, my relationship with God, just like all my other interests and hobbies, would be nothing. And it's through the miracle of this program. And every day it's improved. Every day got better. I put commitments. I said, you know, I'll go to this program. I put a 90-day commitment on it. 9 days came. I was like, you know what? I'm loving it. Life's good. You know, 6 months came. I want to stay. This is getting even better. You know, today I'm running marathons. I'm running 5Ks. I'm placing top of my age group. I'm everything through God in this program. I'm running. And I'm sitting here running, telling myself Bible verses in my head to motivate myself while I'm running. I wouldn't have done that in a million years. If you told me that a year ago, I would never thought that would be the case. And it's really something that what this program's done for me. And I mean, today the CEO Van, if anyone's familiar with him, I know him on a first name basis. We have lunch together. We have a good relationship. All the programs I've gone to in the past, you think any one of those, I even know the CEO's name, let alone have an encounter with him, there's no chance. I mean, this program genuinely cares about you, and it's been the biggest blessing. And, you know, everything's possible through God, and I'm very thankful today. And that's really it. Thank you, everybody.
That's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that.